When was the last time you had a big snot cry? That's what I call it. For me, a cry like that usually comes unexpectedly. A wave of emotion, gratitude, or grief hits me out of nowhere. And it's like my body responds without my mind giving it permission. You know what I mean? All at once, I'm a sobbing mess and I can't control it. And I'm not really sure where it came from. Maybe it's hormones. Maybe it's the load of laundry I've tumbled at least 5 times. Or maybe my heart is just tired. Whatever the cause, the tears flow. And I've learned over the years not to shy away from those moments and emotions, but to embrace them. Something deep is moved in me and feelings rise to the surface like big bubbles that need to escape so they can be free. Often I cry till I simply can't cry anymore. There are times for tears. God uses those moments if we allow Him to. He moves in so close and brings comfort and even healing as we rest in Him and trust Him with what we're feeling. There are tears shed all throughout Scripture. In 1 Samuel, Hannah was a woman who cried out desperately to God for a son. She was having a big snot cry. What I love is God saw her tears and heard her prayer. Jesus wept upon coming to the tomb of his friend Lazarus. Psalm 56:8 says, God puts our tears in a bottle. He sees the tears you cry and cares about what you feel. I'm reminded not a sparrow falls that he isn't aware of. He is near our broken and hurting and sometimes not even sure what we're feeling hearts. David prayed this prayer, Psalm 31:9 and 10. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. What I love about this prayer is it's so honest. We can boldly approach God with our grief, with our anguish, and with our snot cries that we don't understand that leave our eyes puffy and dry. God wants to meet us there. Sometimes our tears are in the form of worship and gratefulness. When my heart is focused on the goodness of God and His grace in my life, my heart and my eyes can easily overflow. There was a woman who approached Jesus with those kind of tears. Luke 7:37. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. What I want us to see is that no matter where in our heart the tears may come from, God sees everyone and knows right where you are when you cry them. You are not alone. We don't have to hide anything from God. He knows us like no one else and loves us right where we are through our tears. That's the truth. Pass the tissue and bring on the tears, my friends. If you need a snot cry, have at it. When our hearts are hurting or our hearts are rejoicing, the cleansing beauty of it all is God is near. I'm Lori Klein.